Blackstone Audiobooks presents
July's People by Nadine Gordimer. 1. You like to have some cup of tea? July bent at the doorway and began that day for them as his kind has always done for their kind. The knock on the door. 7 o'clock. In governors' residences, commercial hotel rooms, shift bosses, company bungalows, master bedrooms en suite, the tea tray in black hands smelling of Lifebuoy soap, the knock on the door. No door. An aperture in thick mud walls, and the sack that hung over it looped back for air sometime during the short night. "Bem, I'm stifling," her voice raising him from the dead, he staggering up from his exhausted sleep. No knock, but July, their servant, their host, bringing 2 pink glass cups of tea and a small tin of condensed milk, jaggedly opened, specially for them, with a spoon in it. No milk for me. Or me, thanks. The black man looked over to the 3 sleeping children, bedded down on seats taken from the vehicle. He smiled confirmation. They all right? Yes, all right. As he dipped out under the doorway. Thank you, July. Thank you very much. She had slept in round mud huts roofed in thatch like this before, in the Kruger Park, a child of the shift boss and his family on leave, an enamel basin and ewer among their supplies of orange squash and biscuits on the table, coming clear as this morning light came. Rondavels adapted by Bam's ancestors on his Boer side from the huts of the blacks. They were a rusticism true to the continent. Before air conditioning, everyone praised the natural insulation of thatch against heat.